the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return the sender.
I hate to talk over Elvis at all, but oh, man. I hope Tiffany Rowland is laughing. She is the strategic communication specialist with the United States Postal Service based in District 1, which is Florida and Georgia, and she is on the line with us now. Tiffany, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. Did I make you laugh a little bit with that song intro?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good, good. So, obviously, you know, here in the, you know, Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and God, I have to assume all throughout North Florida, we have had mail issues. You know, people have not been getting their mail, not been able to send it or receive it for the last couple of days. I think the snarkier ones, which, you know, are out there, are going to, you know, ask the question, well, I thought it said neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these carriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. But no, I mean, you know, conditions are conditions, right? So tell us kind of what's been going on with the Postal Service. The mail doesn't stop just because the mail stops, right?
That's correct. So, of course, we all know that these weather conditions were unprecedented. And we are constantly evaluating and adjusting operations to ensure safety. So we, and that's our highest priority, is the safety of our customers and our employees. We work with local officials. We also work with our safety specialists to make sure that our infrastructure is operational in these conditions, especially like the road conditions. We want our employees to return back home, you know, that they came to work. So we are doing, you know, everything possible to make sure all operations is fully functional as soon as possible, you know, as soon as we possibly can.
How does the decision get made? Does it, because I know it's a large region, right? Georgia and Florida is a large region, but is it, I don't know, do we have like a local postmaster who makes this decision? I assume it's not, you know, location by location. I assume it's a regional decision, but you tell me, I don't, how does that decision get made?
Well, I can't say it is local. It is based on local operations. If the roads are clear, if the postal units are operational due to, you know, if they have electricity, if everything is working, functioning properly, then mail can be delivered. It also works on if the plants are operational, if they're receiving mail from other areas that may be affected by the weather. So it is regional, but it also is local based on what locally the carriers and the postmasters can do for our customers.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense also what you were saying before about how, you know, you sometimes think about just the trucks being out delivering the mail. Well, it's the big trucks getting the mail to us, and then it's the employees getting to the office and then driving around in the mail trucks as well. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen a mail truck lately, but they don't look like the most snow capable vehicles in the entire universe and not exactly lifted 4x4s, right?
Correct.
Correct.
And up north, our carriers are a little bit more equipped to the weather than they are down south. So,
well, and to be fair, in the north, they have the, you know, the treatment and the, you know, the road infrastructure where the roads are made passable by, you know, putting down salt and putting down sand and putting down chemicals and all of that kind of stuff. So it's experienced by the drivers and also just, you know, what the, you know, local governments are equipped to do. Tiffany, what happens now? Because, you know, like I mentioned kind of in the beginning, you know, just because we're not getting mail at our houses or businesses doesn't mean that the mail has stopped flowing. There's going to be a backlog, I have to assume. How does getting rid of that backlog affect operations? Are we going to have like Sunday deliveries? Are you going to have more people temporarily working to make up the difference? What does that mean for the mail service in the next day or two?
Well, mail will continue to be delivered. So as it comes in, it will deliver. It will still be the same Monday through Saturday deliveries. No additional Sunday deliveries of mail, maybe packages, but not of letter mail. So you may just have, instead of maybe the one or two letters in your box, it may be 10 to 12. So it's just going to accumulate as it comes through, and the carriers are going to make sure all that mail is delivered.
Okay. So essentially over the next day or two, we might have more of it, but there's no fundamental adjustment to the routes or staffing, and there's no expansion to Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. All right. when something like this happens, I mean, it's very unusual, right? I mean, we broke records. I mean, shattered records for snowfall here in Florida. I know in Georgia, you guys got bad weather too, but, you know, in that weird inversion, we got it worse than you guys did. What do you do post-op? What do you do after a storm to see if there aren't ways that it can be done a little bit better? Or maybe it can't be done better. I mean, you know, maybe it's just the roads were what the roads were and that's all you could really do. But, you know, what do you do to make sure that you're at peak effectiveness for this essential service?
Well, it's a bit of both. Like you said, sometimes it is the condition that we are dealing with. If the roads are not good, then we just can't get on it. But the main thing for us is safety. We want to make sure all of our employees and our customers are safe. So if we have a post office that could be operational, however, the sidewalks are icy, then we may not have that office open because we don't want any of our customers to slip and fall or to hurt themselves. So it's just based on it's based on all conditions. We want to, and we absolutely, our carriers do want to make sure all mail is delivered. We want to make sure our customers receive their medications, those important mail pieces and packages. But we have to make sure it's done safely. So we do prepare our carriers for extreme weathers, severe winter storms. We, you know, make sure they're layered up. They wear their scarves, their hats, their coats. And then there are conversations with the carriers in terms of what can be done differently if they see that, you know, one thing is the new vehicles. The new vehicles definitely help a lot with the heating and air for the comfort of extreme weather. So we do evaluate different things that we can adjust for and make better for next time. But mainly in this situation, it was the road conditions.
Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, I don't think I've seen one of the new vehicles here in Pensacola yet. They might be out, and I'm not aware of it. But yeah, you're right. I wasn't even thinking about that. That the, you know, the old vehicles don't necessarily have the heat. You know, they may not have the air conditioning. You know, and of course, in Pensacola, you don't normally need it particularly. What we're so unfamiliar with this kind of a problem from the homeowners who have a mailbox on their house as opposed to on the street side or at the community box or something like that. Do you want them to do anything particular? You know, we don't really have snow shovels, but and a lot of it's melted off at this point. But where it hasn't, is there anything that we can do to make your postal workers safer when they're coming to our property?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that. We do ask for our customers to help our carriers by the best way they possibly can by maintaining a clear path. If they have stairs that are icy, if they can, you know, if you say you don't have snow plows, but some kind of way, you know, clear off those paths so when the carriers walk up the stairs, they're not slipping and falling. Even when if the mailbox is on the curve, if they can clear that path when the carriers come up so they won't slip and the tire slip into, you know, an accident. Any way possible to clear the path for your carrier to deliver your packages and your mail, we will greatly appreciate that.
Outstanding. Well, you know, it's like you said, it's a thing we don't always think about just because, you know, all the things we never have to think about because we never have ice and snow like this. Tiffany Rowland, she is a strategic communication specialist with the United States Postal Service. Tiffany, thank you so much for the time this morning. And, you know, we know it's a difficult
thank
job
you.
And we appreciate the service coming. And, you know, we certainly hope that we never have to deal with this really ever again. That's our big hope. But thank you so much for kind of answering my questions today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And we thank all of our customers for their continued support.